Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, saying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of cake. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh stock.
Wow. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Welcome back. What's happening? Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome soft co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Let's get it in. You know, another Sunday fun day. You know what I'm saying? Topics, the chop up. You know, so roll something up, light something up. As always, people, you're in the right place. You know what I'm saying? So,
right place, right time. We about to shine. So just a heads up, we got two topics, right? And so the one topic just came up like 20 minutes ago. So I did tell Facebook that I was going to touch on this topic because they absolutely went bananas commenting on this topic. And then we're going to get into our main topic in reference to would you retire your hubby if you made it big, right? So we may not have a lot of time for the Real Famous Chop Up tonight, but we definitely give you guys plenty of, yeah, we definitely give you guys some episodes with nothing but the real famous Chopper, but we are going to touch on these two topics. Another sidebar, because my co-host and my awesome sauce best friend that calls in every Sunday, they get ignorant on one of these topics, I'm going to mute their phone so that I can get my point across when I get into that. We're going to get into that first before we get into the main topic as well.
How the fuck you going to say she's going to mute a nigga before it even happens?
Y'all get muted for this topic. I know y'all ignorant. Everybody love Mo and be like, oh, he's Mo ignorant too. So we going to mute them when we get to get there. But this week right here, it was like, I need rest. Okay. So I am officially a partner of YouTube now, where I am getting paid, you know, to promote ads on my videos. So that right. happened this week. I'm super excited. That took a month to get done. It wasn't as easy because I had another account, and instead of me switching it over or linking the accounts, I canceled it, and that took me a little bit longer, but I digress. I'm there. I'm just trying to find my rotation, trying to keep, you know, the thing going, how it's going, just trying different methods. You know, last week it was one method. This week it was another method. So next week I think I'm going to take the information from the trends that I learned from the first and the second week, and I'm going to apply it to this week and, you know, hopefully make it make sense. I've been super exhausted just going in, you know, with the YouTube content. And for you guys that don't know, I also have a job that I actually like, so that's why I won't quit. Right. But I have a job, and I'm doing YouTube, and I'm doing the radio show. And so on Sundays, I don't read anymore. I cut the Sundays out, and it just felt so good because today I cooked dinner. You know, like I used to cook every Sunday. If you guys have been on the show for a while, I used to cook every Sunday, and it's just relaxed day. Today I got to do that. I got up, I cleaned the house, put the trash out, cooked a big dinner. I made some collards and some rice and some turkey wings with some chicken I put in the air fryer. I did plain chicken and then I did barbecue chicken. Oh, so, you know, I got
that.
That's
the business right now.
And some cornbread. But I got all that stuff done. I feel good. I feel renewed. Next week is preparing for back to school. My son is now going back into school. We're going to try this for a year. I really just need him to get some of the fundamentals down, and then he can come back and start going to school from home, but I need him to get as close to understanding the concept of reading and writing. And then, you know, if he wants to come back after that, he can. With all of the COVID cases that are popping back up, I have dear people, very dear to me, you know, that's fighting it or just got over it. They, people in New York with the COVID shot still getting it. With all of this coming back, I would not be surprised if we'd be locked back down by December. So make sure that you guys have stocked up on what you needed so you don't go at the last minute like other people do and go try to take everything from everybody. I'm stocking up my house. I've started already making sure that I'm stocked through next year. So, you know, if the rush does hit, I don't have to worry about it. If it doesn't hit, guess what? I'm still stocked up.
Are these scare tactics, though? I mean, this
no. No, because they are pushing the agenda. You know, the United States is ran by agendas, and they were pushing the agenda for the shot, and they didn't get the outcome that they thought. And now COVID is still here, and COVID is hitting harder at this point. My sis, my god sister that I grew up with, like from a child, she caught it, and she battled it for 3 weeks. And she has underlying conditions, and she said, I didn't think I was going to make it. And she literally just got over. She retested on Monday. So, you know, it's people that are still rightfully getting sick in reference to this. Tomorrow, we are going out of the house tomorrow, and, of course, they're going to be, you know, on point, masked up, making sure that they're – I'm making sure that they're right.
So that's how it is? Okay. Well, look, I got a lot to talk about in my week real quick. So, you know, once you serve it up, I'm going to tell you how my
week – I'm done. Go ahead. How was your week?
All right. So my week was eventful but exhausting. You know what I'm saying? So I did my trip to Cleveland. And it's funny because we talk about the whole COVID stuff – of course, I'm in New York. And like I said, all it can go by what I'm seeing. New York seems like it's getting better. You know what I'm saying? Like people slowly starting to get on maskless air. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully we don't get that scared to get back on because New York just
really started opening back up, you know, when the summer hit. So that's been kind of cool. I mean, like I said, I don't watch the news, so I ain't got my ear to the street like Smooth or maybe you do, Black, on this, but I'm just going by what I'm just seeing in my surroundings. Then I went to, I went to Cleveland. So, you know, and I was testing out these little quick trips, you know what I'm saying? So I dipped out Monday night, you know what I'm saying? Caught an Uber to the airport, JFK. No testing, no, did you get recently tested or nothing like that? You know what I'm saying? Got my flight, went to Cleveland, straight flight, you know, picked up my rental car, kicked it in Cleveland, saw my peoples. Got back on the flight and, you know, came back to LaGuardia. You know what I'm saying? So I went to both airports in New York, you know, has two airports. And it was smooth. You know what I'm saying? So no pun intended. So now, you know, I've been telling y'all about, okay, my mystery location of where I'm going to go next month, which is actually going to be the weekend of my birthday from August 6th to August 9th, a little weekend getaway. And I'm actually coming to the ATL, you know what I'm saying? So
when you coming to ATL?
I'm from the weekend of August 6th to the 9th, yeah. So we got to turn up, you know what I'm saying?
So that's the surprise you were trying to
say. Yeah, that's what I was holding out on.
Turn it up, who you coming here with?
I'm coming with my wife, you know what I'm saying? So
my all right, y'all can stay here. I told you, I got a room for y'all, so
you
have to get a room.
You know what, though? See, that's good to know, because this is like a little test trip, too. But see, like, I already booked my hotel. I like the Westin, you know what I'm saying, downtown Atlanta, so, you know, with the little sun dial
okay.
and all that. Yeah, so I booked that. So I just got to get my rental car and all that. So, but, yeah, but, we, you know what I'm saying, Magic City, where we, you know what I'm saying, we're going to meet up somewhere and shop it. So, you know, so I'm looking forward to that. So now you know, you telling me these COVID cases, I'm hoping it's smooth, you know, going
yeah,
to Atlanta.
Yeah, it's not
so.
Here in Atlanta. It's Florida. It's
okay.
New York. People that have gotten the COVID, for New York that reported people that have gotten the COVID shots are now testing positive for COVID. They're still getting COVID in New York. In Florida, they have a bunch of new cases that's popping up.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, the turn up is about to be real, so we about to really solidify this thing called Real Talk. So, you know, I'm happy about that. So that's my week, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I went to New Orleans. He's talking about, all right, it's time to get to Atlanta.
Exactly. All right, come on. What's up?
All right, man, what's up? What's happening? What's happening, Smooth? How was your week?
Well, I mean, saying that I've had two outbreaks of COVID at my job. I've had two outbreaks of COVID at the daycare for my youngest son, so his ass ain't gonna be going to daycare for like 2 weeks. You see what I'm saying? There's an outbreak of COVID at fucking Walgreens.
Damn.
Well, see, the thing is, regardless of the fact is that this ain't nothing new. The only difference is that they're treating it like they're supposed to treat it as far as the media's concern. You see what I'm saying? Because cases are up in all 50 states. Let's get this one thing straight. You see what I'm saying? But the only difference is they're not treating that bitch like it's going to kill every fucking body. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, as
yeah.
far as they're treating it like the flu. You know, you as far as the propaganda's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So cases are up out here. Cases are up everywhere. But the only difference is you ain't got motherfuckers saying that nigga got shot 5 times, but he died from COVID.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because even in Ohio,
you know?
I mean, aside from the airport, I was mask off. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Future. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, fuck that mask off shit. You know what I'm saying? Like
no,
thing
but
is,
nobody had masks on in Ohio. Nobody. In Cleveland. Nobody. At all. I mean, I wore a mask when I saw my grandmother because she older. Other than that was it. I was just like, so that's why I'm just saying, like, it seems like it depends on where you at and who you affiliated with, you know, at this moment with this COVID situation.
No, it's not. Uh-huh. It's not even about that. It's the cases are up in all 50 states. It's just now they're not constantly bombarding you on the news with it.
Mm.
You see what I'm
saying? Okay, so they switching the coverage up a little bit because they can't.
That's what I literally said, motherfucker.
Yeah, you did say that, I know. But what I'm trying to say is this: you can see this is a capitalist society. We can't afford as a nation to just shut down again. We just can't
That's
do it.
That's what I told you last week. Olympus is falling. The government is going to fall. If this shit spiked back, okay, so it's not a good thing, right? Remember, the whole purpose of them getting, one of the most major purposes of them getting Trump out of office is how he handled the COVID situation, okay? So we're supposed, the old man, Biden, he's supposed to be the savior, right? He's supposed to be the one to get it all right and get it all together.
He's just calming
everything. The fact of the matter that they are reporting that people are getting these shots and they still got COVID, like, you still have to promote these numbers. So they cover it and say, you know, cases are up, and they're trying to find a way to make it an agenda to sway, you know, getting the vaccines. But when people are getting the vaccines and you are still getting COVID, it's kind of wishy-washy, right? And so now look at how he's handling it. He feel like, okay, I'm going to give everybody money. We're going to cut, you know, calm everybody down. At the end of the day, your best bet was Trump being in office, okay? Trump was shooting. You would have got a monthly check with Trump. You're not getting one with Biden, okay? They're not talking about giving no more money. They're trying to figure out how to get a hold of this because it's bigger than they even thought. They give out more money, the government will fall, okay? The government is already in shambles. Olympus is falling, okay? And if it falls, definitely by December. Why?
Talk about this.
They're giving all this money away, right? Next month, somebody was just telling me that next month, everybody that don't have the money to pay up for all of this back rent on these mortgages, they're getting kicked out. They start next month. They're going heavy. Come December, you're going to see a whole change. Guess who these financial institutions are going to look for a bailout? They're going to look for this bailout from the government, right? But see, the government already gave these homeowners money, and they didn't do what they were supposed to do with this money, right? They went out and they balled out, and they got all the things that they wanted, and they don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a hell of a fiasco. While the people are still asking for money, the government was doing all of this to avoid the businesses coming to have to ask for a lot of money. It's finna be a shit show. Come December, January, it's really going to be a shit show. I just need y'all to know.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, man. Well, just accordingly. That's all I can say. Yeah. So what's up? What's up with these topics? You said you got two topics. You got one that came in.
Man, first of all, this topic ain't got shit to do with no man. Bro. That's the damn stuff.
Okay, anywho. Yeah, it do. But that'll be the second topic. So let me do this. Hold on.
Yeah, man. I like the real thing.
She about to mute us, nigga. Oh, she muted us. Oh, this nigga muted us.
Okay.
We've been muted. Wow, this nigga muted us for real.
All right, so I'm going to mute them, right, because I have to. And this is a serious topic, and I know how ignorant they get in reference to this particular topic, okay? And I wanted to have this conversation with my people out there, all right? A heterosexual to the LGBT community, okay? These topics that keep coming up, and every time these topics come up about how heterosexuals feel in reference to the LGBT community, it's always somebody from the gay community saying, well, let me educate you. Well, tonight I'm going to educate you, okay? You may not agree with it, but it is what it is. It is nothing that you can do to change that, okay? I respect every human being out there, no matter your religious belief, no matter your sexual orientation, whatever it is, okay? I was having a conversation with my friend, I want to say probably yesterday, right? And he's gay. And we were talking about, like, making sure he's on point because if he's not doing what he's supposed to do, he has nowhere to go. And I'm pretty much all the real, like, the real family that he has here that, you know, I'll do what I can for him. You know what I'm saying? I genuinely love this man. But the topic came up about him moving with me, okay? And I had to explain to him why, one of the reasons, right, because it was a couple more, but that's his business and I ain't getting into it. One of the reasons why I explained to him that he couldn't move with me is because I have two boys. I have a 7-year-old and I have a 3-year-old, okay? Now, for me, I can be around gay people. I'm not impressionable. It doesn't make me want to be gay. It doesn't make me want to, you know, go any other way but the way that I'm going, right? But my kids, they're impressionable. Understand this. Children learn from what they see. Children learn from what they're taught, okay? So when they're in an environment and they see certain things on TV, they come in and, well, I want to do this. I hear it all day long, okay? I just had two birthday parties. They both wanted things that they've seen on TV, things that they've seen with the channels that I allow them to watch, okay? It's bad enough that we can't let our children watch regular TV because you never know what you're going to see on regular TV. Now you really can't let your children watch cartoons because they're pushing this agenda via cartoons, okay? When I say agenda, you yourself, if you're in the gay community, it's so many of y'all, you cannot believe that all of y'all just so happen to be gay, okay? Let me take you back here. Going back, there was the crack cocaine era, right? And they call them era, a.k.a. agenda, all right? So these black men, they were sleeping with these white women, and the white men didn't like that, okay? So they dumped crack cocaine in the black community to deter, you know what I'm saying, the black man, to make them less appealing to the white woman. Well, what happened was that a backfire because the white women got addicted. You black people got addicted, but the white women got addicted, and then therefore it gave the black man the power to say, hey, I have this. You come over here. So it brought them over even more, okay? You have the gun agenda where they put all these guns in the black communities for us to kill each other, okay? That's why the gun issue has been a problem and still yet been a problem. Like, how can COVID hit and then within a year they have a whole vaccine that's supposed to help you from COVID, but yet, you know, it wasn't for guns. The only reason that the crack cocaine era is almost dwindling out because they have so many more new drugs that people are getting on, and it's going away, right? So those are two eras / agendas, okay? Then you had the HIV agenda. That was created specifically for gay men, okay? A doctor hated gay men so much that he wanted to take them out, all right? And that's how HIV was created. Now, you have all of these people that are gay, all right? Now, when you tell me that you're not trying to hurt anyone, if you are gay and you are dealing with straight men, then you are trying to hurt the population, okay? Because, one, you don't know your status for the most part. Most of you don't, because if you did, then HIV wouldn't be so rampant, right? You're sleeping with a man that has a family at home. So not only are you taking him out with you, you're taking her out with you as well. You're trying to buy this man to be in your presence away from this woman. If all men like men and all women like women, we wouldn't have any reproduction, right? Which that is the agenda. They want to stop us from reproducing, right? They say it's too many people on the planet. That's why they have all of these things going on. It's too many people, and of course they want to get rid of the melanated people before any other people, okay? So I said that to say, you know, I told him, you can't come stay here. Now, he felt some type of way, and he said, well, some people would think that was really weird. So I ran a poll on my Facebook page, right? And I asked him, I said, was I wrong for telling my gay friend, which is a male, that he can't come stay with me because I have two young boys? Mind you, my guest bedroom is right next to my kids' room. And an overwhelming response, everybody pretty much agreed, which is he's on my page and he's always watching everything, so he's going to be able to see that, right? It's not about pedophilia to me. It's about the impression, all right? So when you're out there living your best life as the adult you, right? You're making whatever decision that you choose to make as the adult you, whether you're in the rainbow or not, let that be your decision. Be mindful that children are watching when you are in certain areas. And if you don't care or you want to be yourself, then don't be around children. Give our children a chance to grow up and choose their own way. And it's not about, oh, well, you know, they could be around people. And it's called role models. Okay, so if you're somebody that's successful, they're looking up to you, and you gay, they could think, okay, well, I can do this and I can be that way. No one actually knows the full dynamics of how this shit is working. All I can tell you is I'll be 40 years old next month, and this is more gays than I've ever seen in my entire fucking life, okay? I'm not just getting out here. I've been in the limelight since 2000. I've been in the limelight since 2000. That makes 21 years that I've been out and about, traveling the world, doing whatever I do. This is the most gays that we've ever seen in history, okay? And these aren't just born. These aren't just, oh, just the 20-year-olds. They're older than that, right? Older than how long I've been out here in the streets doing what I got to do. I respect you. I respect your choice as being gay. I respect you for who you are. But respect me, my mind, and my children and everyone else's children. Stop pushing this shit in front of our children. Stop pushing this fucking agenda because it was pushed on you. I'm sorry if you don't feel comfortable with the skin that you're in, but guess what? I'm raising my boys to be men. To be men that like women so that I could have grandkids, okay? Not grandkids that were donated from somebody else. I want them to use their sperm to have me grandchildren, okay? So that's what I wanted to say on that topic. I see all of the comments in reference to this topic. I wholeheartedly understand and I agree. I won't be changing my mind. But he felt some type of way like, oh, what, because I'm gay? Yeah, and when he comes to my house, I keep that separate. He's not going to be much time that he's going to be around my children. And he has to act a certain way when you're around my children. Guess what? You have every right to choose to not be around me or my children. But if you do choose to be around me and my children, you're going to respect my mind and you're damn sure going to respect my kids' mind. So this is a message from the heterosexual community saying, we don't hate you. We just want you to understand that we have a job to do. And that's raise these little humans so that they can run this world. After you're gone, after whatever the case may be happens with you, we still have to raise these little ones to be the best them that we could possibly be. All right? That's it. Now, we're going to jump into this topic that talks about would you retire your hubby? What?
Wait a minute. Where the hell was you at? Like, nigga, you do realize we was talking the entire time. Like, nigga, where the fuck did you go?
What? Yeah.
Y'all was in the back room.
What's the back room?
Y'all was just talking to each other. Y'all wasn't talking to nobody.
Oh, damn, you did it like
really?
That.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, I already knew y'all was going to be, I said, if I leave their mics on and I leave them up here, they going to be tripping. So, yeah, though.
Wait a minute.
No.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
So, you mean
what
to tell
what
me.
What topic would you talk about?
Like, what the fuck? So, you
don't
had
worry
a conversation.
Now we're on.
No, fuck that.
We're
shit.
On.
So, you mean to tell me you had a conversation about we wasn't even involved in the conversation? So, we was talking
no,
about
no, we're not in that conversation. No.
Nope.
Not in that one.
Nobody.
I know that
nobody,
both of you are
going
to go back
us?
And listen to the show, and then
nah,
you'll
I'm
tell me next week, all right,
shit.
I'm glad. So, cool.
Oh, you must have got
so,
some real jazz.
This,
okay.
So, hold on. Wait a
yeah,
minute.
I'm glad.
So,
you
know
what,
tell me with me, me and Mo, nigga, we didn't already talked about the topic and everything. You mean to tell me,
so
ain't nobody here our answer?
I got to repeat
no.
what you said.
Oh, ain't all right,
well, look. Black. I'm going to put it like this. If it was something that you, because you know me by now. You know me. You know me. So if it was some bullshit and, you know what I'm saying, or some other shit, then I respect for you for doing that because I ain't trying to be with no.
Nah, I ain't respecting
no,
shit. Fuck all that. Let's keep this honest. Like, nigga, we was talking to ourselves, dog.
Yeah, but I ain't with that whatever topic she was probably. If Black did that, then some shit.
Hey,
I ain't even
hey, Black,
to
look,
in that topic.
Real nigga shit. We thought you fucked up and everything. I'm like, man, Black is drinking. She'd have hit the button. She muted
yeah,
it,
right?
So,
I'm interested to see what the playback gonna sound like. But if it was some, yeah.
No,
was
I'm not.
Type of topics, I don't even want to be involved anyway. But go ahead, Black. So serve it up.
I'm not.
All
right. We've seen several situations, like, would you retire your hubby if you make it big? We've seen several situations where we have men that were, like, with Mary J. Blige, her manager, which she has to pay him, you know, now that they separated, he was, you know, abusing the situation. We have situations like Wendy Williams. Of course, she retired her husband. He shitted on her. And a couple more, Adele. But we also have the good ones, right? We do have the B-Love's Life and her husband. We do have Tabitha Brown, okay, which is the vegan guru, and her husband. And some more, okay? And so it's easy for us to talk and shed light on certain situations, right? But there is a trend with both of these situations, right? And so I want to talk about it. All right.
Now, B-Love just started to get that money, you know what I mean? But before then, the fucking husband was taking care of her ass.
There you go.
These motherfuckers having surgery, left and right.
Who's B-Love?
I mean, the brother.
B-Love, she does mukbangs on YouTube, and she's a millionaire just off doing mukbangs.
What's mukbangs?
And selling her
That's when you eating stuff?
Yeah,
eating in front of the TV. Yeah. So this is what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's my prime example. Okay. B-Love's life husband was the breadwinner. Like, he made good money. She got with him when she was young. He always took care of the family. He raised her and two children. They always lived nice, X, Y, and Z. B-Love had got laid off from her job or quit her job or something, and she was just like, I don't really want to work again. Let me try this. And he said, okay, right? She tried it, made millions. They have a multi-million dollar empire off of what she's doing. Guess what? Now her husband doesn't work. They all have a family business. You know what I'm saying? They do all of this as a family business. She still does YouTube. She's selling Smackalicious sauce. She's doing collaborations. You know, like, B-Love is, like, doing her shit. You know what I'm saying? As of right now, based on YouTube, being a YouTuber, sitting in front of the camera, eating in front of the camera. That's why you have so many. When she announced that she was a multimillionaire off YouTube, there were people that were doing YouTube, but it was an influx in people that went to YouTube. Like, that's all she had to do was sit down and eat, and she got millions. So it's so many people that's now, you know,
Is that interesting for her to make money like that? People really want to see her eat like that. Like, she's like, what the fuck is she eating? Because I'm not a YouTuber.
A lot of seafood, but she be a little messy sometimes. And, you know,
okay,
I mean, I don't know. It's something about it that's calming, and it makes you want to eat it, or I don't know.
The same way Smooth said he with the social media, I ain't really with YouTube like that, but I know it's a thing. So, and I know people is starting to make money off of it, but.
Tabitha Brown.
I ain't knocking it.
Tabitha Brown is the vegan guru. So she cooks vegan.
Okay.
She has a very light spirit, you know, love and light type individual. Her husband, he worked for, I think, LAPD, right? And hold on.
Okay.
He worked for LAPD.
Okay.
And working for LAPD, he took care of the family. And, you know, Tabitha talked often about, you know, how it wasn't easy. You know what I'm saying? How, you know, he made it happen, though. They survived in L.A., you know, together. They made it happen, but it wasn't easy. But it wasn't easy,
right?
She's
from the country, though. She's from the country somewhere, though.
She's from North Carolina.
Yeah, okay. I like her, man. I got hip to her on this guy. And now I'm hip to her, man. I like her little accent.
She finally made it big, received all types of awards, everybody rocking with her, you know, or whatever, Tabitha Brown. So when she got to a certain point, she's on the TV show The Shy, and, you know, all types of stuff is happening for her in her life, and she deserves it. You know what I'm saying? She has a very good spirit.
She does.
With all of these things that are happening for her, she said, okay, I'm going to retire my husband. Now, there are women that have no idea what real love is that were commenting like, what? You retiring your husband, and I wouldn't do that because you wouldn't even have a husband that took care of you. You wouldn't even have a husband that would deserve that just from you negatively commenting on somebody else's situation. And Wendy Williams was one. You know, she's like, I've been there, done that. But look at you and look at her. Look at your energy and look at her energy is what I'm saying. Even if you talk about look, still look at you and look at her, you know. But this was a provider off top, okay? So for you women out there that's getting with these dudes thinking that, you know, he's gonna be with you and you the breadwinner off top, he don't owe you nothing because you didn't require nothing from him off top, right? Okay. You didn't require anything from him. So what do you expect? You going to get a Mary J. Blige situation or a...
In that rocket?
Yes. You're going to get a Mary J. Blige situation to one of these people. When you get to a certain level in life, or even before you get there, you have to understand that if you don't require nothing, you're not going to get nothing, right? So if you don't require a man to come to the table with substance, you're going to get you a man with no substance. And when you get on, he going to get on, and he going to be running behind the next situation. That's how it works, right? You can have all of the money. Money doesn't keep a man around you. Money keeps a man comfortable until he can find something that makes him happy, right? So
true.
To ask me, would I retire my husband, you know, if I made it big? Yes, I would. I definitely would. But keep in mind, my husband would definitely be the breadwinner. We talk about this often. If I have somebody that I'm living with, he's paying all the bills. So me working, he's going to be handling the situation wholeheartedly, right? But keep in mind, even if I make it big, if I don't say, okay, babe, you can retire, and just say he stopped working or he come up with something, I'm divorcing him. I will not be the breadwinner in this situation. I will not be paying you out. It just won't happen. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm confused. I don't know. So hold on, Black. So I'm confused. Yeah, I'm confused. So you said, all right, so you the breadwinner or whatever, like you making it big, right? You getting there. So you making money, but you still have got him paying all the bills, even though you making money like that? Nah, man, I don't get that. That don't make sense.
No, these women were not making money like that. They were on their hustle. They were trying to get there, but the husbands were paying the bills. That's the thing. That's the difference between one mindset of a man and a different one. Tabitha Brown. Tabitha Brown was acting, doing her thing, right? She was making money, but guess what? Her husband still paid all the bills. Like, it's a mindset of the man, and that's the whole point. Choose wisely. Listen, let me tell you something. My people, my baby daddy, my last baby daddy, this man will not take a dime from me. Not one fucking cent. Even with what I make right now, he could need money, and he would be like, no, I'm going to go work for it. I'll go get it. Would I marry him? Yes. Would I marry him without a prenup? Yes. Would I retire him? Yes. Because I know what his heart is, and I know the type of man that he is, right? But going on, if it's anyone else, I don't care how long ago I knew you. I don't care how much I feel for you now. One, we're getting a prenup. Two, if we're together and I make it big, I'll pay half of the bills. You have to keep your job to pay other half of the bills. When I feel like we're at that point to where I need to, where I feel like I need to retire you, then I will do that. It's not going to be a new situation. Keep in mind, people are trying to make these men managers and so on and so forth, and they've been going through all of this shit with these men trying to keep them. No, but they've been, listen, Adele, she wasn't with her husband that long. Wendy was with her husband for a long time, right? But she already knew that he wasn't shit. She already knew that he was fucking around. She just thought that he was going to leave the other woman for her, and he ended up leaving Wendy. Well, he ended up being okay with Wendy. He was leaving anyways. He ended up ditching Wendy for the chick.
Let me tell you the difference, all right? This is from my point of view, all right? So you just gave scenarios, okay? So check it. So I'm going to talk about Tabitha Brown first. So you're saying, I don't know much about her. Like I said, she's cool. I actually just started following her on Instagram. So, because like you said, I like her spirit, and I saw her on the show. But anyway, long story short, so you're saying that her husband was like a cop or something like that. Some, you know, just respectable career or whatever. And it seemed like, because she's definitely country, so she must have definitely moved to L.A. to pursue acting, and now it's starting to kind of pop off thing, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like she became 15 big
years
on social
later.
Media.
It took her 15 years to get on.
Okay, exactly. So that's the difference right there. So the husband, you know, he can retire as a cop. Cop is, you know, a respectable gig, especially if you're doing the right thing, you know what I'm saying?
right. city worker or whatever. So, yeah, nice pension and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Cops is going to always be taken care of if you do the right thing and be a cop. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't be me, but, you know, if that's where you want to go. So,
right.
Bam.
She
so
has the
like
right.
I just
support her.
Yeah, so he was just stable in his career, and he was like, okay, shorty, you know, you're coming up from North Carolina. He probably from L.A. He probably like, yeah.
They moved to L.A. together. No.
All right, well, they came to L.A. together. Well, so I'm just saying, so you probably like, get it how you be. You know what I'm saying? I like what I do. I see you got the personality for it, and now he just popped off. And so now he a cop. You know, I mean, after a certain while, especially if he didn't want to retire.
She told him he needed to retire.
But are they married?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that's a whole other situation. So he's in a cop. That's in L.A. You a cop? Like that's some shit you probably should get out of anyway. Like if you start like
that's what she said.
A cop. Yeah. If you a cop.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Now let's go off the conversation we had by ourselves. So like now you're saying something totally different.
Nah, but I'm gonna come back around. I'm gonna make it all make sense. So what I'm just trying to say.
Okay.
I'm gonna make it all make sense. So what I'm just trying to say as a cop. I'm just saying, like, now she didn't, they didn't, like, because he invested, like what you were saying, Smooth, in our conversation, he invested in her. He was already the breadwinner. I'm a cop. I know you're trying to get on. You know what I'm saying? You know, she just started making it big. So for 10, 15 years, she probably wasn't even making, he was holding her down. So now.
Exactly.
Stuff. So now she up, and then she like, look, you a cop, I'm a
public figure. That's who you're supposed to retire,
know who you,
be it like that.
Yeah, now
exactly.
because he's in that type of career. Like, people might start to know who you are.
It doesn't matter
whatever.
what type of career he's in. You keep dwelling on the fact that he's a cop. That doesn't matter. He held it down for 15 or more years while she chased her green dream. He deserves to be retired.
Let me finish my point. So what I'm saying is because he's a cop, that's a dangerous job, and she's a public figure now. She's probably like, look, we got enough money now where you don't have to be a cop. You can do something else. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you got other goals and aspirations. Just the cop thing is too dangerous now. That's number one. The difference between Wendy and her dude, that dude, I'm just saying, I can't confirm it, but to me, he was in the streets. He was a hustler. Like he was probably selling some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like drug dealer. You know what I'm saying? Street dude. And he got on with Wendy, and then Wendy became, you know, she was definitely a very good person. I'm not a fan of her show or anything like that, but I know it's popular, but she was great as a radio, you know, doing what we do. She was great at that. You know what I'm saying? New York, when I first moved up here, she was holding it down for New York City as far as that. So I respect her on that. So he always just seemed like, oh, yeah, you got the gift of gab, and you about that life. You know what I'm saying? As far because, like, you know, New York, gossip is different. People will pull up on you. You know what I'm saying? So he was just like, yo, I'm a street dude. I'm a, do you. And that's how they got on. So he was a street dude. So that's a different dynamic. He wasn't no career square guy. He a street dude. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference with that. So
it doesn't matter.
It's a hustle. I'm just saying it's different. I'm just saying it's a different dynamic.
It doesn't matter what I'm trying to say.
It doesn't matter to black, but I'm just saying it's different dynamics as far as guys. It's different shit. It's different,
well, yeah, that's
shit.
What I'm saying. So overall, like, you got to be mindful of the guys that you are putting on and putting in position to retire.
But she needed that
but
dude
look at
because
Adele.
He was like
Adele didn't
he
have no
muscle.
Street man.
But who's that? Who's the other one?
Yeah, at the
Adele.
End of the day, Mo, you did
Adele
a lot
didn't
of
have
talking.
A street man. Halle Berry
Mo,
didn't have a street man.
You did a lot
man.
Of talking, but then at the same time, you ain't talked about what we talked about. You see what I'm saying? At the end of
okay.
the day, motherfucking
well, I didn't answer
built
the question
like
for myself.
That. Right. But
I
yeah,
just,
but you try to answer a question for another man, but the way you did it, you went about it on some whole shit. Because so we already had the conversation.
Wow. Also whole shit.
Because
how
we already had the conversation. We already had the conversation that we not even built like that. You see what I'm saying? To let
that's
no bitch retire us, period.
That's
you
me though.
So
I
do not
tell you
no,
that.
No,
I didn't say
no,
that's
stop.
How I am. But go ahead.
No, stop. I literally just said that we are not built like that, right? Because the conversation you had said you're not built like that. The conversation I had said I'm not built like that. So if you're not built like that and I ain't built like that, how the fuck you going to say that this other motherfucker could be built like that because he's in a dangerous-ass job when his mentality is something totally different? The job ain't got nothing to do with my mentality as a fucking man.
Right.
I'm just going by what Black said. So did he retire from his job or no?
She said when she told him to retire, it took him a while. He didn't retire immediately. It took him months.
Did he eventually retire?
And that's what she used to get him to retire, your argument. You're a cop. You out there. You're in a dangerous job. I don't want you out there. That's how she got him out of the business, but he didn't want to retire.
Okay, so
that's
my point.
That ain't gonna work at the end of the day because he did it via manipulation. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she said she told him 15 years ago, she said, give me 5 years and we're going to be straight. And it took 15, but at the end of the day, it did what it was supposed to do. Now, when you look at B-Love's life, her husband was like computer engineer or something like that. He always made good money. He's very smart with the computers and shit. And therefore, she was like, well, I want to try this. In 2 years, the business popped off. They made millions. Therefore, he was like, all right, well, I'm going to come and I'm going to assist you. Because all she knew was how to eat. She didn't have the wits to do everything that he do. He do all of the back end work.
There's a difference between whoever the fuck y'all talking about B-Love, because at the end of the day, the husband was still the one, you know what I'm saying, behind the fucking scenes, paying all the fucking money when it came down to getting the sauces, you know, you see what I'm saying, getting the manufacturing and everything else like that. The motherfucker started a fucking Yahoo, a YouTube group and shit, where when you join that motherfucker, everybody pay like $100, then everybody follow each other so they can get to that thousand fucking people, you know what I'm saying? So you can become monetized and all this other bullshit as well. So that motherfucker invested a shitload of money into this. So there's a difference on that shit. You see what I'm saying? So on that
and
motherfucker,
then
like,
computer programming that. Sure, he probably helped out with the computer aspect of the, you know, the whatever. Right,
yes, those are the type of people that you want to retire, though. That's the thing.
But at the
yes,
end of the
I would
of
retire my
retirement.
Husband
fuck
if he was
coming.
Something like worth retiring for. I'm not finna just beat no nigga right now where I am in the game where I am at my status right now. I'm not going to meet anybody and marry them and retire them. Not just meeting anybody. I don't care if it's 5 years from now, I'm not retiring you. That's just not going to happen because, you know, I'm the vessel behind this ship. Now, if me and my baby daddy got married, I would definitely push to retire him. Would he let me? He probably wouldn't. But I'd do everything that I possibly could using whatever tactic to get him to retire.
And see, that's manipulation. At the end of the day, it ain't going to work. You see what I'm saying? Once you have to manipulate a motherfucker to do something that you want him to do, in the end, it's not going to work. You see, there's going to be some resentment involved.
I wouldn't manipulate him. I would just put the facts in his face.
No, you literally just said whatever you had to do to get him to comply to what you want. That's manipulation.
Well, it's
be
a conversation.
And at the end of the day, right, it's still the same thing.
So... But
I would want him, if, you know, once I get to my pivotal point, which, you know, I have my timeline, I wouldn't want him to work anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because
a
he's a great guy. No. Let me rephrase that now. He's going to work, but he's not going to work for anybody else. He's going to find something that he wants to do for himself. And I would support that dream for his body.
So,
I don't want any man that's just going
to
sit around.
Now we're getting to the real part of the conversation. Now we're getting to the part of the conversation that
now
Dan Moe had in the back room, I guess, by our fucking selves and nobody listened to us and heard it. So go ahead and answer the question,
I would retire him from working for somebody else, but he
would
have to start his own business.
Would you let your wife retire you, Moe? Moe, would you let your wife retire you?
Yeah, so now we get into the conversation. So, no, because like I said, I got an entrepreneurial mindset. You know what I'm saying? So that's just like if she up like that, now that's just like, all right, now we can invest in these other things, you know, businesses and stuff like that, and we can just create more money. So, you know, I'm looking at it like that as a hustle. Like,
you're an entrepreneur, though. So I understand that. That's what I'm saying. Retiring means retiring from working from under the man, right? But you still have your own shit. So in her case, like, you work for a real estate company. She would say, okay, well, I'm going to buy 2 houses so you can go ahead and, you know, start flipping them and doing what you're doing. You're still doing your own thing. You're an entrepreneur already.
Yeah.
To interfere with the man count. Let the man speak. He about to say exactly what you were saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's basically what it is. So it's just like, you know, you just put money into just different things. So yeah, I'm not gonna, like you said, I'm not gonna just retire. Basically, like now I can just move. We can just basically put our money together and just do all the stuff that we want to do as far as creating businesses. You know what I'm saying? And what I was saying before, generational wealth. You know what I'm saying? Now the Benz name, it can ring. You know what I'm saying? Because now we got the money behind it, the money to, you know, really put our ideas out there in full, you know, full force. So nah. And then on the flip side, I wouldn't want to retire my wife, you know what I'm saying, to flip the question. You know what I'm saying? Because, nah, like you said, retire, like, because maybe you stipulated it. You know what I'm saying? You kind of changed it up a little bit. Like, yeah, I don't want you working for nobody else, you know what I'm saying? But now let me invest in what you really into. Let's get this business that you're doing already on a whole nother level, you know what I'm saying? So it's not retiring for that. It's just like you just bossing up totally, you know what I'm saying? So you're gonna be running things, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how that go, you know what I'm saying? But that's I got an entrepreneurial mindset, me and my wife, you know what I'm saying? So we both gonna be thinking of how we just gonna, you know, just create more businesses and jobs and opportunities and stuff like that. So that's the mind frame I'm on. But you know, the only reason why I was just trying to. You know, as far as your different examples, I was just seeing it's just different shits to that, because especially if you're a married couple or you've been down with each other for a long time. So, you know, I'm a hashtag happily married man. But what I'm saying is, in those instances, they was married couples, and I could just see the difference. Being married myself, I can just see how that flows like that. You know what I'm saying? Because when you become married, it's a business. You know what I'm saying? So now that's the point. That's why you guys are solidified like that. So that's why, you know, it's going to be times, the pendulum is going to swing. It's going to be times where I'm up and you might be down, but I'm going to hold you down. And then vice versa. That's what a marriage is about. You know what I'm saying? And when you have the kids, that's the whole corporation, because you want to set them up, make sure they're successful. So, you know, that's how that go. You know what I'm saying? But I was telling you, especially like with Wendy and her husband, it's not like she just met this dude and they've been down. Like, he was with her before she was who she is, you know what I'm saying? So because he's been down and they've been grinding together, they just like best friends when it comes to it. So as a street dude, he's just like, I always believed in you, and I just had your back just in case some shit popped off. So he always, and then they got kid, you know, a kid or whatever, so he always going to be in the background somewhere. He ain't going nowhere, that guy. And then, like I said, the Tabitha chick, it just seemed like that dude had a city job or whatever and was making sure that she was good because he saw that she had talent, and then shit paid off. So now he like, all right, I like being a cop, but now that you got the money and you want me to, you know, as a family, you probably like, you know, scared and or whatever that I might get, you know, killed, especially all the stuff that's going on right now with cops. I'm sure you got something else there. Now let me transition into that. So I'm just saying, when you marry, it's different now. Mary J. Blige and that dude, that seemed like that was some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because it seemed like she just got with this dude and he was not on her level at all. And he took full advantage. You know what I'm saying? And she had to just cut her ties, you know what I'm saying? So, and Dr. Dre, I don't know with his wife. I don't seem like she just was kind of just down for the ride. It don't seem like she got.
Nah,
she
was a lawyer.
I don't know her backstory. Oh, okay.
A lawyer. She's a fucking lawyer.
Oh, well, that's why. Well, that's why she getting right like this then. So that makes sense to why she got the fucking deal that she got, the $300,000 a month, because she a lawyer. She know the laws. So she, you know what I'm saying? So you got to know. You got to know somebody's
record. Who a lawyer?
Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre's,
she's a lawyer.
Soon to be ex-wife. That makes sense. That's
right.
Why she got that deal then. Yeah, so, you know, so that's my answer to the question. So I don't know if Smooth
would
repeat. All right,
Smooth,
said,
would you let your wife
fuck no.
Retire you?
Fuck no. I'm a fucking man. Regardless, like, I ain't about to take no money from no bitch. Period. I'm going to do what the fuck I'm going to do always and forever. You see what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter. It don't matter if this bitch gets this tomorrow. I'm still going to be me. You see what I'm saying? Can't no man run shit at the end of the day. Can't no man, honestly, wholeheartedly, can accept money from the person that he's supposed to take care of. You see what I'm saying? That's like me. That's like me going through hard times and shit, and I'm accepting money from my child. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, nigga, fuck that. Nigga, I'd rather go outside and rob a nigga than do some stupid shit like that. You laughing too?
But I'm saying, though, that's a, family.
I don't even know why you still talking while I'm talking. 70-year-old, 80-year-old, 90-year-old, I'm still going to be me.
Right.
I'm still going to be me. It's my job to take care of my kids. It's my job to take care of my bitch. Plain and simple.
Job to take care of grown-ass kids? And you put them in position to be successful?
Why am I hearing you? Why do I hear your mouth while I'm speaking? Let me understand that one particular part.
Take it personal.
I could have sworn I was talking.
He just chopped me from cutting you off, Mo, and then you gonna go cut him off. You know that's his biggest pet peeve.
But when he cuts you off and makes his point. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead.
Right.
I don't cut a motherfucker off. I let you speak. That's how I go. But at the same time, like I was saying, see, you want to say about some 70-year-old, 80-year-old, it doesn't matter my fucking age. It's my job to take care of my kids. It's my job to take care of my
kids.
It's my job to provide for them. So I would rather go outside and rob a motherfucker than have to go to my kid's piggy bank. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm running low on some shit. Period.
That's how my baby daddy is. Like he can sit down and be like, you know, I got off work. I've been working all day. And I'd be like, okay, well, you need anything? No. Oh, well, I got to go do this. Well, here, you know, I'm not taking no money from you. Are you stupid? Like, I love that shit. I love that. If a man, I don't give a fuck what it is. If a man takes anything from me, even if I offer it, he take it from me, I look at him different. But if this is my husband, we done rolled through the paint. You done been holding me down. You've been holding my kids down. We doing what we doing. You believing in my dreams. You supportive of me. Damn right, I'm gonna be like, all right, babe, you ain't got to clock in on them people job. Go ahead and create your business and focus on what you got to do.
That's true. Yeah, I agree.
I would definitely do that if he has been holding it down. I'm not about to get no man and be like, well, you know, what these lies that they be telling, because they be looking for women with low self-esteem. Baby, my self-esteem is intact. If you're with me when I'm down,
so of course we're going to be together when I'm up.
I don't give a fuck. By being with you, because if you're down, I don't really want you. And that's just that on that. That's just what it is. Because guess what? When I'm down, some of these women want to splurge, you can't even begin to support me in the manner that I need.
What about the women that want to splurge on their man and take care of their man? You know what I'm saying? What about that woman that
that's they
want, so
fast.
That
that's no. them.
But that bitch don't really want a man. She want a child.
She wants to control the narrative.
Right.
A woman that you either want to control the narrative or your self-esteem low, you know what I'm saying, and you reaching beyond something that you would normally get, so you trying to woo him with your money. And that's all that shit going to crumble at the end. When the purpose is not right, you're not going to fucking win in the end. You're going to been there, went and blew all your money, went broke, and then he going to be going on doing something else with somebody else. You're going to be hurt right here, ready to figure out what to do with your life and crying
saying,
and all that
I'm
shit.
Play,
you
I'm
can't
play
buy nobody.
Advocate. I'm going to play devil's advocate, right? So, look, I'm a man that I stand on my own, too. You know what I'm saying? Ever since I was 16, I was like, yo, I had to get my own. I don't like asking nobody for shit because – I like to control shit, you know what I'm saying? So you can't be in control if you asking for shit, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how I'm built, I'm made. But at the same time, I respect the finesse game, you know what I'm saying? Because there's so many chicks to be finessing these dudes out of their shit. That's why I always talk about the pimp game. I respect that shit, the Mac game. Look, man, a Mac or a pimp ain't nothing, but it just reversed the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm kicking it with you, look, you know what I'm saying? My time ain't free. That's one thing. Money, I was just talking to one of my partners of this, something like this. Money can be replaced. You know what I'm saying? You can always get back up. You can always make money again. Time, my time is valuable. That's something I can't get back. So, you know, you got to look at it like that, too. Like, if I'm spending my time with you, You know what I'm saying? You're gonna have to pay some taxes on this. You know what I'm saying? In certain situations. So that's just how that go. But that's just me.
Look, keep your time, your energy, your penis, and all of that the fuck away from me, because I don't need it. I was just telling them, like, I made a post and I was talking about how people, like I learned a very, very valuable lesson before, but how people will say what they gotta say to get up under you and then think, shit, sweet. Especially when they get up under me and they really see that I'm really living this life. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like, oh, man, you know, I can't work. I told you, a couple years ago, I had somebody, and we was cool. I've known him for a while. And he moved in with me, right? Stunned. Oh, I got this in the bank put up already, yada, yada, whatever. And a week of him being there, when he got there, he felt like he was safe. He went and spent all the goddamn money that he had put aside. Then he was talking about when he was going to pay me and when he felt it was fair. He thought he had done made it because he got in the house. Nigga, he was gone in one week. Nope, not going to happen.
See, yeah, that's
what we're not going to do. Don't waste your time. You might as well be real with you. Because, listen, it ain't a piece of penis out there that's going to make me downgrade myself to motherfucking take care of no grown man. It ain't a person that look good. Listen, you better check my resume. But I only deal with some nice men. So it's nothing that you can offer me that's gonna make me want to take care of you, splurge with you, or let you be less than the man that you're supposed to be around me. I can't stand that shit. I cannot stand a grown ass man that's not holding his own and not being a provider in the household. That will get you the fuck from around me fast.
I was just talking to my nephew, putting him on some G like that. That's true too, and. You know, that's why I respect a guy like LeBron James, you know what I'm saying? Because I like how he put all his fellas in positions to be successful and not they just doing their thing as a conglomerate, you know what I'm saying? Like,
this man is a billionaire,
dope, you know what I'm saying?
Bro.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to say.
I love
so
it. He's a billionaire with a black
wife. But the thing is, he is, and all his homies is millionaires, you know what I'm saying? So that's the way you do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't want no just yes man hanging around with me, just, you know what I'm saying, just, and I got to pay, you know what I'm saying? It goes both ways on that, too. That's not even a relation. That's just your homie, you know what I'm saying? I'm just paying you to be around me and shit like that. And you're just lagging on because of my success. Nah, man, like, I like how he was just like, all right, what you want to do? You in today. I want to be an agent out here. All right, look, I got some stacks coming. We going to, you know what I'm saying, you take a few classes or whatever, you learn a game or whatever, and then we learn on experience, and, you know, we going to do it. That's what he did with Rich Paul, Magic Carter, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you into marketing and all this, you want to just protect the brand and all that? Okay. You know, I'm about to do this hoop thing. All right, so look, you just be down there, and I'm going to put you in position. Maverick Carter, now, boom. You know what I'm saying? Out in L.A. doing all types of shit. So that's just how it goes. And I think that's just the same thing with relationships. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're married. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to just be down for each other. Like, you know, all right, so, you know, I'm up right now. Like, what you into? What you want to do? All right, let's finance this and let's get it going and let's boss up. That's why I respect. That's why I can't wait to get down to Atlanta, because Atlanta's the epitome of that right now. Like, my sister – I was chopping up with my sister because she just got back from Atlanta. She was just like, you know, she and like, I guess you can probably talk about this too if you went down there. But she was just like, you know, down the way she went to, I guess, the different restaurants. And the one dude, what's his name, from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, he got a shop. What the fuck you call that? He got a restaurant. Frost, what's his name? Frost something. You know what I'm saying? And then 2 Chainz got a restaurant over here. And then, you know, Candy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, businesses. You know what I'm saying? Black businesses, black owned. You know what I'm saying? People getting it. So that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that.
All right, so, man. Well, you can tap it and take it to the world famous chopper.
All right. So, yeah. So that's what's up, man. So another topic, man. Yeah, at first I was like, I ain't know about this topic, but I'm glad it kind of like, you know, I guess you kind of had to explain it. And then this mystery topic, I can't wait to hear what that is, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's going to be interesting to see. But anyway, cutting to the chase. All right, so this is my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous chop up. So this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit, you know what I'm saying, different things that I thought just was interesting in the news or social media or whatever. I just thought was, just an interesting topic. So, first off, like I said, me and Smooth, we touched based on this, but Dr. Dre, I just want to say, hold your head, man, Dr. Dre. Like I said, it come with the territory, I guess, man. Like I said, when you get it how you get it, and you know what I'm saying, you get that, you run that money up, and you do it on your own terms, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get certain energy that's going to come back to you, you know what I'm saying? And that's what happened. It seemed like, and then, you know, Smooth, you just said how his soon-to-be ex-wife is a lawyer, so he got to pay her, like, $300,000 a month in alimony, something like $3 million a year. So that's just crazy. Powerful support. Yeah, spousal support. So, but hold your head, Dr. Dre. You know, I said earlier today, like, he's my favorite producer of all time, man. I just love what he brought to the game. But it come with the game. You know what I'm saying? It come with the game. You know what I'm saying? You look at all the cats he came up with, you know, where they at. And, you know, it ain't easy, especially when you're doing it your way. And you taking advantage of this capitalistic society. That's what, you know what, another thing. I don't want to go off on a tangent. But it's all about this American shit, because I was like, at the airport, right? I was reading the Barack Obama, The Audacity of Hope, and I was reading this chapter he got called The Constitution or whatever, and he was just talking about his reflecting on the Constitution and shit like that, and, you know, this democratic capitalist society that we have, and, you know, when Trump was in office, I used to say, like, I fought with Trump, you know what I'm saying? So I guess what I'm just trying to just get into, we're not going off into a tangent, is this whole American culture. You know what I'm saying? It's like get out or lay down. That's why I respect somebody like Dr. Dre. Somebody just like, you know, in NWA, if you really just look at their shit, they just took the shit that the white man did or whatever here, and they just flipped it to their own shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas with attitudes. You know what I'm saying? The lynch mob. Just taking shit that, you know what I'm saying, niggas is getting over on certain black individuals or whatever, I guess white men doing that to black individuals and taking advantage of them, not saying it's right, but it is what it is. So it's like either you like you figure this shit out and do it yourself, or you're going to become a victim. You know what I'm saying? So I just always respect somebody that's just like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to just take advantage of this. It is what it is. I'm gonna learn these laws, and I'm going to make it – I'm gonna bend it to my advantage. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes. You know what I'm saying? In this democratic capitalist society and the Constitution, you know what I'm saying, talk about Obama. Obama was just talking about it, like, you see it both ways. Oh, I'm a mixed-race black guy, you know what I'm saying? But so I'm seeing the Constitution for – you know, on one angle, I'm seeing how this shit was just like, damn, the founding fathers of this country, the way they came in, took this shit, and then fucking got slaves to fucking build the shit up and built it to where it is now. Damn, that was kind of crazy. But then I'm a black man, and he just, you know, took advantage of our people, divide and conquer, and did this shit. So I can't not, unsee that, but at the same time, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I guess, long story short, before I get into the next topic, somebody like Dr. Dre, NWA, where they just came in and just did this shit how they do it, they own way, that West Coast shit, I just respect it, man. So anyway, so hold on, Dr. Dre, it ain't nothing. $300,000, you're a billionaire. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. But I just want to say, just, you know, being just an unapologetic black man is just, you know, respected. So so that's one topic. So what else we got? We got the Olympics that just popped off. The goddamn United States basketball team lost again today, earlier today, to France. I don't know what's up, man. I don't know. This gold medal, I don't know if we're going to get that thing, man. But we ain't eliminated just yet, but that's just like the first game of, you know, we haven't got to the knockout round just yet, but I don't know, man. Like I said, this hero basketball, I don't know if it's going to work this time around in the Olympics. But I do want to shout out the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis for the you know winning the championship. I thought this was a dope finals. I was in Cleveland when they won it. So shout out to Milwaukee. This was a dope finals for the simple fact that it didn't have like the quote unquote kind of like hero basketball that you're seeing with the whole Team USA right now, where it's just like an all-star team. The reason why I respected this finals and I thought it was really good for the NBA moving forward was it was just two teams, man, that was just playing team basketball, and it was strategy. And it was just good to watch, man. It was just not your normal just, oh, superstar versus superstar. You know what I'm saying? It was an actual team effort. And Giannis, I got to give him mad respect because he could have, you know, took the kind of easy way out. I think he said this, you know, like I said, I was out of town, so I didn't get a chance to watch all the, like, the post-game and all that type of stuff because I was kind of ripping and running. But some of the things I did catch was, like, how he kind of took a shot at guys like LeBron and Kevin Durant. He was just like, yeah, I could have did the same thing. I talked about this probably like a year ago in the World Famous Chopper where he was a free agent. He could have went to Miami because they just went to the finals last year and joined their team or went to L.A. and got with LeBron and joined that team or went to Brooklyn. But he was like, you know what? I'm going to take the Supermax, and that's a boatload of money. I ain't counting nobody's money. I'm going to stay here with the team that's drafting me, and I'm going to try to do it the old school way. And it works in his favor, man. So shout out to Giannis. You know, Chris Middleton, he stepped up. Brook Lopez, I'm glad, you know, he solidified himself with the Bucks, man. What's up? P.J. Tucker, Drew
now,
Holiday.
Now,
I'm going
to come down to the Olympics and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Refresh my memory, because if I'm not mistaken, even though I don't fuck with basketball no more, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they change the rules as far as what males will be participating on the Olympic basketball team? All right, didn't they change the rules? Because, like, there will never be another dream team because, like, they'll never use, you see what I'm saying, the starting motherfuckers from teams and shit, if I'm not mistaken.
Let me tell you. So what happened was in 88, the Olympics in 88, they lost. I think that was like David Robinson when he was still
in
college.
When I'm talking about 88, we're talking about when they changed the rules back in what was the 2000s.
They changed the rules. I'm trying to.
I'm talking about the 2000s. When they changed the rules to like now you'll never have a fucking LeBron James or a fucking Steph Curry in there on the green paint.
This is what I'm trying to explain it to you. I know it seems like going back and
fuck 88. Let's talk about 2000s when they actually implemented that shit.
Because they didn't. I'm saying it got implemented in 92, which was the Dream Team, which you just referenced with Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird.
Yeah, but
there'll
never
Dream
be
team.
Another Dream Team.
No, there was. There was a Redeem Team in 2008.
There will never be another Dream Team.
Yeah, because the players are retired now. So, of course, you'll never see Michael Jordan on the Olympic team again.
So what you're saying is that LeBron James,
if he wanted
Curry
to play, he could have played. He could have played.
But they chose
not to. Yeah,
right.
They just didn't want to go. That's the only difference.
But they've been doing that shit for the last three Olympics, right?
I mean, let me see. So the last Olympics was in 2016. Did LeBron play? I think he was on that team, too. 2016,
no.
I have. Yeah. 2016? Or maybe definitely was on there in 2012.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say is what happens now is a lot of cats now, they like, yo, they making money, and they, you know, LeBron especially, he started going to the finals. So he started going deep into the playoffs. Remember, the deeper you go into the playoffs, the closer it's going to get to the Olympics. So if I'm LeBron, I'm like, and I already did it, you know what I'm saying? I already won a gold medal back in 2008, 2012. I'm like, nah, you know, now I might be a free agent coming up this year. So it's more business-wise for me to just sit this Olympics out. I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to overexert myself because I'm trying to have a good
right.
Year.
And that's what they've been doing for the last few Olympics, and that's why they keep
going. They won the gold medal in 2016. They just – this one right now, it's because you don't have LeBron. If LeBron was on the team, they just don't have leadership. That's what it is. So LeBron right now, he in L.A. mode, and he had the Space Jam movie, so that's another reason probably why he didn't want to do it because, you know, the Space Jam movie is coming out. So business-wise, he like, yo, I got this movie coming out, so premiere. The other thing is, you know, he got hurt. So now he want to rehab and get right, because this is another big year coming up for him now. He want to make sure that he still can be LeBron James. He don't want to start to fall off and, you know, people just saying, all right, you ain't got it no more. So now he really just refocusing on getting himself together. So that's why he's not on the team. So to answer your question, Smooth, what I was just trying to – the only reason why I referenced 88 was because that was the last year that was – up until that point, it was all college players that we sent out. But in 88, that's when we lost for the first time, and we didn't win a gold medal. But all these other countries were sending their pro teams, their pro players. So we was like, oh, fuck that. We thought we could just get by with our college players. So we was like, okay, we got something for y'all. So in 92 – we coming with the dream team, because all these other countries, they've been coming with their pro athletes for years, but we just sent our amateurs, because we went with our amateurs in 1988. We didn't win. So 92, that was the prolific dream team year, because that was just a team like no other, because, you know, for the first time, now you got all the superstars coming together for the Olympics for the first time ever. You know what I'm saying? This is Michael Jordan at his height. You know, Magic Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Larry Bird. So the only person that should have been on that team that wasn't is Isaiah Thomas. But that's because he had some beef with MJ. But anyway, so that's what that is. So, and then, like I said, and then even in 2002 Olympics, that's when we had AI was on that squad and LeBron was young. They lost. They didn't win the gold medal that year. And then they came with the – yeah, 2002.
No, ain't no Olympics in 2002. You mean 2004?
Yeah, 2004. My fault. 2004. Yeah, 2004. You was right. I was wrong on that. 2004. They didn't win the gold medal. Iverson was like probably like the biggest star on that squad. I don't think.
Oh
Kobe,
yeah, them bitches like barely made bronze or some shit.
Yeah, and Kobe didn't play that year too, because that's 2004. You know, he was getting in with the Lakers. Him and Shaq was doing their thing, so he probably set out. And they probably needed Kobe's leadership on that squad, much like that we, you know, looking at it now, like, oh, if Kobe would have been on that squad, we would have been good. LeBron would be on the squad, it would be good. So it's kind of the same thing. So what happened was when they lost in 2004, then 2008 they came with the Redeem Team, and that's when, all right, you had the. They always compare like who would have won that matchup. The Dream Team played the Redeem Team, because now the Redeem Team has like the current legends, you know, LeBron, Kobe, Tim Duncan, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Carmelo has always been a good Olympic player, you know what I'm saying? So that's how that was. But, like I said, so we haven't lost not one a gold medal since 2004, because even in 2000, we won a gold medal.
Yeah.
That was the Vince Carter year, when Vince Carter dunked over the French dude. So it's going to be interesting to see, man, like see if they can get it together. But I don't know. I don't really have high hopes. This team just seems funny built. And then they could get it together a little later, because they got a couple late players that was on that was in the championship, because now they got Devin Booker, who played with the Phoenix Suns, and then they got Drew Holiday, who played with who's on the champion Milwaukee Bucks, and they just joined the team. But they were spent. They just played in the championship damn near 3-4 days ago. Now they're already in Tokyo. So, you know, I still think they might be able to pull it together and win a gold, but it's already kind of tainted, because they've already lost 3 games. And it's just like, usually they just, you know, run through the Olympics, the whole trials, the tournament, everything. So, you know, it's interesting. Now I'm intrigued. Now I want to watch these games, because it's not an automatic win. You know what I'm saying? We could lose. And a lot of these teams, they have professional players. Like, we lost to France. But France has Rudy Gobert, who's the center. He won Defensive Player of the Year. He's with the Utah Jazz. I can't think of the other French dude. The other French dude was on the Clippers this year. You know what I'm saying? So they got players. So, you know, so that's going to be interesting. So, you know, shout out to the Olympics. Let me see here. What else we got? So speaking of Cleveland, like I said, you know, I've referenced this a few times saying about my Cleveland trip, but this happened when I was in Cleveland too. So the Indians, you know what I'm saying, the Cleveland Indians, man, our baseball team, and they've been the Indians for years. Even had a movie called Major League back in the day, back in like late 80s, early 90s. It was a popular movie about the Cleveland Indians. But they finally had to change their name because of the whole – yeah, so – you know, of course, the Washington Redskins, that's the football team in Washington, D.C., they're just not the Washington football team, they haven't really came with a logo yet. I think they probably might keep it just as the Washington football team and just keep the colors and not call it the Redskins. But in Cleveland, they was like, you know what, we can't just be the Cleveland baseball team. We got to do something. So they changed it to the Cleveland Guardians. So they keep the same colors and everything. They already kind of changed their hat because the hat, I copped the Chief Wahoo hat just for a fitted just because I know they're going to be discontinued soon. I just wanted to have it for nostalgia purposes. But they did have the Chief Wahoo. When I look at Chief Wahoo, I mean, I've seen it all my life since I was a little kid. But it is kind of degrading now that I look at it, man. It's just like this big baseball, and it's like red, and it's got like a cheesy smile, and it's supposed to be, and then it's got the Indian feathers coming out. I mean, when you look at it now, I guess, you know, times have changed. That was just some like racist shit that it was like, I don't know, you know, they Indians, but Native Americans, actually, not even Indians, and we call them Indians, and it was just, it's kind of, I guess, you know, it's kind of one of those things, you grew up on it, and it's just like, that's the whole American shit I was just talking about, and because, you know, just because you white, black, or whatever, don't mean you, you know, can't be racist, or cannot just know racism, or can't, you know what I'm saying, it's all perspective in a way, you know what I'm saying, it's just American shit, you know what I'm saying, American shit, American mentality is just take over shit a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, and whatever else, and we might commend you, thinking that we commending you and doing you a favor. Like, oh no, it's the Indians, man. That's a respectful name. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Cleveland Indians. But then you look at the damn, you know, logo, and you know, I guess if you actually are Native American, you know, you might feel some type of way. I mean, I don't feel no type of way because I'm not Native American. But if I was Native American, maybe I would feel some type of way. So, long story short, they changed it to the Guardians, so it was no longer the Cleveland Indians. So that's a chapter that I've just seen my whole life is going to clear. And it was funny, too. As a kid, I always remember them being at the stadium and you know, little Indian groups, Native Americans, I should say, you know, talking about the name. But, you know, it never really got too much it wasn't like the Washington Redskins. It would get a little hype, but it wasn't like the Washington Redskins. But it was like, we definitely want to change the name. But finally, I guess with the Redskins doing it, you know, the Indians did it. And I guess it is time, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, so it is what it is. Let me see here. What else? We got about 10 minutes left. We got a great Versus coming up from New York shit, man. Well, I'm hyped up about it, man. So August 3rd, we got the Lox first Dipset. So that should be cool, man. I'm looking forward to that. So I'll definitely give you the play-by-play. Once that happens in a couple weeks, yeah, man, I definitely got Dipset winning that, but, you know, the Lox should make it interesting. Shout out to Jadakiss. This would be like his second Versus. You know, Jadakiss already had a Versus with Fabulous. It's going to be at Madison Square Garden, so that's going to be, you know, some cool energy for New York City, man. So shout out to that. I can't wait to see Cam, Jim Jones, see the antics they come with, man. So that should be a lot of energy. Let me see here what else we got. Also, speaking of music, Kanye, right? I'm not really excited about this album. I don't know what to expect, but Kanye got social media all up in a tangent, and you know, everybody was like anticipating because Kanye, I think he might have sent out some cryptic tweets thinking that, you know, his new album is just going to, you know, drop on Thursday. Because he did have in Atlanta, I believe, at the Benz Stadium, he had his listening party for Donda. And Donda has that's the name of his, you know, his late mother. But I believe, you know, it came out, like, on some bootleg shit, like, a couple years ago. So I guess he's, like, reworking the album. He's really going to drop it. But a lot of people thought it was going to drop on Thursday because he had the listening party Thursday. He thought he was going to drop the album, you know, at like midnight. But I guess he still wants to do some extra tweaks to the album. So it's always interesting when Kanye gets into album mode because all this anticipation, what he's going to do, who's the features and all this other stuff. I'm not really, I don't know, man. I've been in a different zone. I've been on my West Coast, man. You know, shout out to my guy, Ben Staples, man. Ever since he dropped his project, I've been really on some West Coast shit. So I haven't even been. That's why I was, you know, caping up for Dr. Dre earlier today in the chop up. But, you know, we'll see how it is. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I'm just presently surprised. I don't really got no high hopes for it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's going to be a gospel album. I don't know where his head is at. I don't even know if he's in a mental capacity right now to even put together a really great album. Cause he got so much stuff going on, man. I don't know if he's still going through his divorce. I know, you know, his clothing situation, clothing line with the Gap situation. He got his, you know, shoes is very popular with Adidas. He's got a lot of stuff on his plate, man. So we'll see. You know what I'm saying? We'll see how that album, what happens and what comes of it. So shout out to that. Trying to think what else we got, man. That's pretty much it, man. That's all really. We got about 7 minutes left. Shout out to Raising Kanan. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if anybody, if any one of y'all, you know, caught it yet. But definitely another good show, man. Some hood stuff, man. But I saw the second episode, and it's still coming with it, man. I think it's going to be like a really really cool season of Power, you know, with the prequel. So, yeah, man. So that's pretty interesting, man. So, you know, shout out to that. And then lastly, too, man, it's a lot of cool cool movies coming out. And I don't even know how the whole movie experience is. I don't know how the movie experience is in Georgia and Atlanta where Black is. I don't know how the movie experience is in New Orleans, you know, where Smooth is. I know the movie experience in New York is bullshit now. Like, you know, I haven't been to the movies in so long, I would just rather just watch it at home. But then when I went back to Cleveland, I was thinking to myself, the movie still could be a vibe here. You know, I know we had the COVID and everything, but because Cleveland's not like a lot of shit going on. New York, you got bad shit going on. L.A., all these other big cities. Cleveland's kind of like, you know, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. I love Cleveland, but it's like, you know, you got to really find your niche to really have like a good time and just, you know, kick it with your people, I guess. So I say that to say this because I was just looking at little business opportunities, right? So I'm like, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Because I remember as a kid, they used to have a drive-in theaters. I'm like, oh, man, that might be something to invest in. They don't still have that no more. I got to see. But anyway, I guess long story short, I think the movies experience in Cleveland, because I enjoy going to the movies in Cleveland, only when it was a good movie. You know what I'm saying? That was always a good date in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Go to the movies and just come back to the crib or whatever else and kick it. And these other cities where there's a lot more stuff going on, I don't know if the movies are still popular. But in Cleveland, I think it would be a good vibe. But anyway, I say that to say this. There's been a lot of bullshit movies lately because I'm not into the whole superhero genre. And it seemed like that just killed the whole movie experience because like every other week it's like, what happened? I know you like superhero movies. Whatever. I mean, it's like every other week is some new superhero movie, some Marvel, so it just turns me off, man. But I have been seeing a couple movies, and I'm like, damn, all right, that looked kind of good. So I just want to shout out, and, see what these movies do, man. But so shout out to Candyman, new Candyman coming out, man. That shit looks interesting. I want to see that shit, man. I love like some black fucking scary, suspenseful shit. So I'm probably pumped up, man. I'm probably go to the movies and see that. But I want to go, like, to the movies where it's cool still. Like, in New York, if I go see Candyman in New York, it just seems like I won't have a good time. But, like, I was like, damn, if I'm in Cleveland and I see Candyman, and, you know, it seemed like it'd just be a different vibe. It'd be cool. I enjoy the movie experience more. Like, in New York, the movie experience sucks here now, to me. But that looks pretty good. You know, I definitely want to see that. It's got my one chick, man, from Chi-Raq. I don't know if anybody saw the Chi-Raq movie, Spike Lee movie. Probably one of the last movies of Spike Lee that I actually liked. But anyway, so she's in it, man. Little cute black chick. I can't think of her name. But Candyman looks interesting, man. So I'm peeping that. It's another movie coming out. It's probably not going to come out until, like, late. Probably like January or something like that, but it's a new Jordan Peele. You know, Jordan Peele, he directed Get Out. You know, he had the Key and Peele show, but now he's like a really cool suspense director. He's got a new movie called Nope. I think it's called N-O-P-E. And it's going to be starring like Kiki Palmer. And hopefully this is like her breakout role, man, because always – you know what I'm saying? I think she's like, I'm tired of that, you know, it seems like she's tired of being like a little kid actress, you know, she's like in her 20s now, so hopefully this will be like her breakout role, and it's just some black suspenseful shit, so I'm like, all right, that looked kind of interesting, so that's on my radar. Another movie that looks kind of interesting was Old. I was seeing the advertisements for this during the finals, but that's like M. Night Shyamalan, I think is his name. He had like, the only movie I liked from him was The Sixth Sense. You know, Sixth Sense was a really good movie. It was like his first movie. It was a good movie. Bruce Willis back in the day. Cool-ass movie.
then ever since then, he will always have a cool, good trailer that, like, kind of bring you in, but the movie sucks. So hopefully this one is pretty good. But it looks pretty interesting, man. Old, and they like going, like, the beach or something like that. And then, you know, the kids, and then all of a sudden, you know, you look up and they, like, you know, in their 20s or something like that. So I'm like, oh, man, that looks kind of interesting. So I think that could be kind of cool. And then, guys, I'm not into superhero shit, but I still respect that whole G.I. Joe shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's from my youth. So Snake Eyes, it looked kind of interesting. You know, the G.I. Joe movies was like, all right, you know, I could, you know, I'm just into the G.I. Joe type of shit. But I just didn't like the fact that the Baroness wasn't Russian. You know what I'm saying? She didn't have an accent. And she didn't have she had the brunette hair, but she wasn't Russian. But anyway, Snake Eyes looked kind of interesting. So I kind of want to check that out. And then I don't know what this LeBron movie is. It's getting mixed reviews with the whole Space Jam. I don't know. You know, I wouldn't go to
Space Jam.
Oh, fuck
Space Jam.
It was some bullshit. You saw it? You got kids. So I don't know if you watch it with your kids. You didn't watch it with your kids? I never saw the first one with Michael Jordan. I think I was too OG by that time. So I was like, you know, I never saw that one. But this one looked kind of interesting. I mean,
nah, man, once a motherfucker told me that they boycotted fucking Pepe Le Pew.
Well, Pepe Le Pew was in the first one?
Yeah.
He was in? Pepe Le Pew was my guy.
Pepe Le Pew can't be in it, but you got Granny drinking alcohol. Like, come on, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Oh, I didn't even know that. But, yeah, Pepe Le Pew's my guy, man. Like, that's some bullshit, man. Come on, man. Anyway, that's that whole Me Too bullshit. But anyway, so this has been the world famous Chop Up. You know what I'm saying? We've probably got about a minute left in the show. So
right.
Yeah, I just want to shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to Black with her topic and then her mystery topic. So I can't wait to see what the hell that was about, because me and Smooth thought we was just chopping it up, talking about the topic, and then who knows, we was in the back room just talking to each other. So anyway, I'm interested to see what Black was talking about with that. So shout out to that. Shout out to Smooth on the Chop in Chop the Smooth on the Check-In. Shout out to me for the world famous Chop Up. And definitely follow the Twitter page, man. You know what I'm saying? I see a few more followers creeping in, man. So that top 10 list did its job. So definitely follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, TAWK. You know, we put that country twang on it. Still working on some different guests and shit like that. So just be patient. And yeah, man, same time next week, you know how we do. Real talk, man. You know, how we do, man. So I don't know, Black, if you want to say anything before we take it out of here.
Uh-uh.
All right, so look, everybody be safe. Enjoy the summer. And, you know, ATL in 2 weeks, man. Peace, peace, peace.
Peace.